Well, here we are. It's the first Sunday in the month once again, so that means Tennessee Bob joins us in the studio. How are you, Bob?
I am doing really good. How about yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. And I always look forward to this because you do continue to reinforce our belief that there are some very strange people in America. I'm not saying they all are, but...
No, but, you know, and some of them get to even run for president. So,
let's not go there.
Let's not go there this week. All right, well, we'll start in Concrete, Washington, which I thought was a brilliant name of a town.
Concrete?
Concrete, Washington.
I like it.
A man has died after he accidentally shot himself in the face while taking selfies with him and his gun.
No.
Lots of drinking. He and his girlfriend.
Oh, you really loaded, lots of drinking. You do surprise me.
Yeah, I know. Loaded and unloaded the gun several times to capture several poses, and apparently one time he left a gun in the barrel, but had cleared out the casing. And so anyway, death is not being treated as suspicious.
He'll get a Darwin Award, that's for sure.
I bet he does. Yeah. I bet you're right. We'll go to one of the most northernest cities in America, Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
Teen heartbreak and angst are said to be blamed for a fire that destroyed part of a primary school playground. Two 18-year-olds were spotted by CCTV setting alight paper before leaving the scene, and the paper then ignited some nearby rubber mulch that's used as kind of padding in the playground, and it quickly spread to equipment, and it destroyed several pieces of equipment. The teens explained that they were burning a breakup letter from one of their girlfriends, and it was it was a ritual. Charges are pending, but probably not going to file. We'll go to Springfield, Missouri.
There's more Springfields than any other town, or village, or whatever you call it in America, aren't there?
There are. This is the one most people say would be The Simpsons.
Okay, right.
This is the one that, because this is really middle America.
Where was this again?
Springfield, Missouri.
Missouri, okay.
But there are, you're right, there are more Springfields than any other one. A man has been charged with attempted fraud for an ad he placed on the local Craigslist. He was seeking children he could claim as dependents for his upcoming tax returns.
Okay, yeah. Just advertise that, because that's not going to go wrong in any way at all, is it?
Rich McClain, he was charged on three counts relating to a fraud, saying, and the quotes were, "I will pay you if you have some kids that you aren't claiming." I can Google my income tax. His past returns are now being investigated, and charges are pending on those.
That will end well. Okay, so, now we like to have three laws from a state, and we're working through them alphabetically. Where have we reached this one?
We are in the O states. We're in Ohio. Oh, we got three O states to go through, but Ohio's the first one. So,
all right, what do you got for us?
It is illegal to get a fish drunk.
I'd like to see you try.
Well, maybe if they're swimming in the beer.
I don't know.
In Bexley, it is illegal to install slot machines in outhouses.
Outhouses, do we mean, is this a polite way of saying toilets?
This is, but an outhouse is a toilet that is separate from your main living. Yeah. You have to go outside and open up into a little shack. The quintessential hillbilly toilet. So, and this was an old law, and the way it was worded had me look up something. It said if you ignore an orator on Decoration Day, which in America is Memorial Day, kind of like a Remembrance Sunday, but if you ignore an orator on Decoration Day, in example, if you publicly play croquet or pitch horseshoes within 1 mile of the speaker's podium, you can be fined $25.
I don't know. I suppose there must have been a time when that was a problem, but I can't see it now.
And it was probably, you know, the reverence. It was a time when it much more respect or things were given anyway. So.
Well, now, we like to get some music that relates to our state, so what have you come up with?
Well, in Ohio, you've got a lot of Hall of Fame. You've got the American Football Hall of Fame in Canton. You've got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Okay.
But there are just not many songs about Ohio, but there's lots of people from Ohio. And I tell you, this lady, she's one of my favorites. She has one of those really quintessential 80s voices, and Chrissy Hynde from Ohio.
Fantastic. Bobby, thank you. See you next month.
See you next month.